next item is conditional use number 2347, TPE DESU 94 LLC.
Mr. Chairman, this is going to sound very familiar. I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2347 for TPE DESU 94 LLC for a solar farm in the AR1 district based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed facility is a public utility use under the Sussex County Zoning Code, and it meets the purposes of a conditional use because it has a public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. Two, this is an adaptive use of farmland that will preserve it from more intensive development. The solar farm will be located on approximately 18 acres of a larger 39.76 acre tract. Three, the proposed facility promotes Goal 7.3 of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which encourages the use of renewable energy options such as solar farms. There was testimony that this solar farm will benefit residential, business, and municipal subscribers with lower power costs. Four, with the conditions imposed in this recommendation, the proposed use will not have any adverse impact on the neighboring or adjacent properties, and there are no homes or in close proximity to the site. In addition, there is information in the record that solar facilities do not have a negative impact upon adjacent property values. Five, the proposed solar generation facility will not result in any noticeable increase in traffic on area roadways. There are no regular employees at the site, only periodic visits for inspections, maintenance, or repair of the solar panels. Six, based upon the testimony in the record, it is evident that no significant noise, dust, glare, or odor will be generated by the facility. Seven, the site is surrounded by land that is actively farmed. As a result, no buffer is required. Eight, the proposed use provides a renewable energy source that is a benefit to residents and businesses of Sussex County. Nine, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be for a ground-mounted solar farm. No other type of electric generation shall be permitted at the site. B, any lighting on the facility shall only consist of perimeter lighting needed for security reasons. All lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. C, one unlit sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size shall be permitted. The sign shall identify the operator of the solar farm and shall provide contact information in case of emergency. D, the site shall be secured by fencing with a gate with a Knox box or similar device to accommodate emergency access by the local fire company or other emergency responders. The fence line shall be shown on the final site plan. E, any transformers or similar equipment or structures shall be centrally located on the site away from any nearby residential uses. The location of these structures and equipment shall be shown on the final site plan. F, the entire site, including the area outside the fence, shall be maintained so that it does not become overgrown. G, stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated using best management practices. H, the final site plan shall identify a decommissioning plan that includes a financial security to ensure that funds are available for decommissioning and removal of the solar farm in its entirety throughout the life of the conditional use. And I, the final site plan, shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That's it.
I second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2347 TPE DESU 94 LLC for the reasons with stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Hoy Stevenson, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. The motion carries 3-0. Thank you.